Part 3. Noah's Ark. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and full of violence. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. But with you I will make a covenant. Make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out. You shall go into the ark, you and your sons, your wife and your sons' wives with you. And you shall bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take and store every kind of food that is to be eaten, and store it away as food for you and for them." Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth. Noah went into the ark with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives. And into the ark with Noah went one pair, male and female, of all beasts, clean and unclean, of birds and of everything that crawls on the ground, two by two, as God had commanded. Towards the end of 7 days, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. On the 17th day of the second month, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The flood kept coming on the earth for 40 days, and as the waters increased, they lifted up the ark high above the ground. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 20 feet. Every living thing that moved on the earth perished: birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. Men and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds of the air were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days.